Hello, I'm Steve G. Jones, clinical hypnotherapist. When listening to this recording, be sure to only listen to it at night when you are safe and no one and nothing will disturb you. At the end of this recording, you will be given suggestions to fall into a restful sleep. If you are under a doctor's care, you should always consult your physician before using this recording. Never play this recording in a moving vehicle. Thank you. And enjoy. Imagine that you are lying down and you are feeling very comfortable and at ease. Your eyes are closed. Take a few moments to completely clear your head of any thoughts. I want you to take three deep breaths, breathing in, inhale slowly, filling your lungs to capacity. That's right. Good. And now slowly exhale, releasing the air, letting it out through your mouth, feeling more relaxed. Taking another deep breath, really filling your lungs, feeling your chest rise and hold it, and exhale, let it all out slowly. Excellent. Okay, one more deep breath in through your nose, filling your lungs. Now open your mouth and relax your jaw and release slowly, barely pushing the air out. Very good. And you should be feeling a little more relaxed now. And now imagine yourself in a field. It is a large, grassy field. All the grass around you is a vibrant green. The grass is very healthy and lush. A warm breeze passes by your body. It feels good and refreshes you. You watch as the breeze causes the grass to sway. It glimmers in the sunshine, and it looks like waves from the ocean. It sways back and forth. Back and forth, the flowing movement of the grass relaxes you. As you walk through the grassy field, and you hear a hawk making sounds in the sky off in the distance. And you look up to the sky, and you see the brown bird soaring high. You like the sound that it makes. Its call is clear and high. And it echoes off the mountains. You watch as the hawk circles around. That's right. Just flying around. You take a look at your surroundings. You are in a valley of grass with a mountain to your left and a mountain to your right. The field where you are is beautiful. Flat. The grass goes a little up the mountain on either side. The face of both mountains is covered with trees. The mountains are capped with snow at the very tops, and you wonder how tall the mountains are. You are glad that you are warm in the valley below. The temperature is just right. As you wander in the grass, you can smell the fragrant, sweet smell of the grass. There is no other smell quite like it. It smells earthy and natural. You take a deep breath in, and then you relax as you exhale. Continue to walk and continue to relax. And then you decide to stop for a moment and run your fingers through the grass. The grass feels thick and healthy. It tickles your palms. As you brush your hand on the many blades of grass, you enjoy your time in the field. You take a look at all the colors around you. The grass is a vibrant green, and then there is the darker green of the trees growing up the mountains. Further up the mountains is a grayish purple hue of rocks, and then you see the white of the snow-capped mountains. Beyond the mountains is the bright blue sky. It is a beautiful contrast to the green, gray, and white of the mountains. There are a few wispy clouds in the sky. They look like quick white brushstrokes on a painter's canvas. As you walk through the green, grassy field, you come to an area with a large, comfortable blanket. It is lying there for you. You lie down on the blanket and close your eyes. take a moment to do this now. You relax your head. Every muscle in your face just relaxes now. You move your neck around and it loosens. You move your shoulders up and back and let them relax against the blanket. Your arms and hands are resting on the blanket by your side. You begin to relax even more. It feels nice to be in the grassy field, relaxing. Now the relaxation moves to your back, going down your back, relaxing every muscle in your back. Feel the relaxation moving into your arms now. Very slowly, moving all the way down to your elbows, and moving very slowly along your forearms. The relaxation moves into your wrists. That's right. And the relaxation moves into your hands and moves slowly down into each finger, one by one. So your arms and hands are relaxed completely. The relaxation moves through your chest, down into your abdominal area, down into your pelvic area, and then your hips relax. Feel the relaxation moving down your legs, down, down, down your legs, all the way to your knees. Your knees relax. Feel the relaxation moving down the calves of your legs, down to your ankles. Feel your ankles relax completely as you now move them and then relax them. Feel the relaxation moving over the soles of your feet. Very slowly, the relaxation spreads into each and every toe, allowing you to relax your toes. Wiggle your toes now, and then relax them. It feels so good to relax your toes. And now your legs are relaxed all the way from your hips to the tips of your toes. Your legs are relaxed completely now. Your body is relaxed completely now, from the top of your head all the way down to the tips of your toes. Notice that everything is relaxed now. Feel any tension anywhere in your body, just tighten that muscle now. Tighten all of the muscles associated with that area and hold for a moment and release. And if you need to repeat this, that's fine. Tightening those muscles, hold and release. Feel how good that feels each time you relax your muscles. Relaxing your muscles completely now. That's right. so relaxed, so at ease. And now relaxing your mind. Feel your mind relaxing. Feel those thoughts just drifting away. You have no need for them right now. So you allow thoughts to pass through your mind and then to leave. Thoughts drift through your mind and then you dismiss them. You allow yourself to be centered and focused. Focused on relaxing as deeply as possible now. So relaxed, so at ease. And feel your soul, that spiritual part of your being, relaxing now as you lie in the blanket. Relaxing in this grassy field in the valley, protected by the mountains. Enjoying this beautiful day, just taking time for yourself and allowing yourself to relax completely. The sky is filled with shades of red, orange, pink, and purple. You see that the sun is close to setting behind one of the mountains. And as I count down from 10 to 1, the sun will slowly get closer to the horizon, and you will relax more deeply with every number I count. Because the lower I count, the lower the sun goes, and the lower the sun goes, the more you relax. Deeper, deeper, and so much more deeply relaxed, starting with the number 10. And the sun begins to slowly set behind the mountain. 9. You're going deeper into a state of relaxation now, allowing yourself to relax more thoroughly. 8. Down, down, drifting, floating, and relaxing. 7, down, down deeper and deeper and more deeply relaxed. You're so very calm, so very at ease now, as you just drift and float in your mind deeper, deeper, and so much more deeply relaxed. Feel how good it feels to be peaceful and calm now. Six, drifting deeper and deeper with each passing moment, allowing yourself to be comfortable with the idea of relaxing, comfortable with the idea of letting go and unwinding completely. With the idea of honoring yourself, giving yourself an opportunity to just let go and to relax now. Five, down, down deeper and deeper, and so much more deeply relaxed. So much more deeply relaxed.
So much more deeply relaxed.
Two. And at the count of the next number, the sun will have set completely behind the mountain, and you will be completely relaxed. Notice now the sun is barely visible, casting its rays off into the sky, creating beautiful colors in the sky. Notice the beautiful colors of the valley now. So wonderful here, as the sun sets behind the mountain. The scenery is so relaxing. The colors are so soothing. Everything about this experience is calming you now, allowing you to relax deeper, deeper, and more deeply relaxed. And one, the sun has set completely now behind the mountain, and you are completely at ease. And as you continue to relax, deeper,
to relax,
deeper,
deeper,
and more deeply relaxed,
and more deeply relaxed,
I would like you to imagine that you are sitting in a room. This is a room in your mind. This is your private meditation room. This room is decorated with objects which you have chosen. The floors are wooden, and you are seated on a very large, comfortable cushion. In the center of the room, the objects in this room, which you have chosen, allow you to relax and focus. And as you imagine yourself seated in this meditation room, your mind
in this meditation,
you see yourself sitting in the lotus position. This is the traditional position.
This is the
meditation
position.
So your legs are folded,
so
your wrists are resting gently on your knees, your palms are facing upward, the tip of your left index finger is touching the tip of your thumb
of your left.
The same is true of your right hand, so that you are making the okay sign,
so that you are making
with each hand sign,
with each hand.
Your back is upright,
your
chin is parallel with the floor,
your chin is parallel,
your eyes are closed,
your eyes are
you
closed.
Are relaxed and focused. Off a blue glow
gives off a blue glow.
The brow chakra, located between your eyebrows, is also known as the third eye. Having activated it, you can now clearly see the future.
You can now clearly see
the future in which you are able to activate your Kundalini. Easily, safely,
almost effortlessly.
But for now, just continue to relax. As you continue protecting yourself,
as you continue protecting
and clearing and cleansing your chakras, we will continue now activating the chakras.
So for now, just focus
on activating your chakras. And the healing, cleansing, powerful light continues moving downward through your body.
Down
to the level of your throat. Where it activates your throat chakra. Which gives off a silvery blue glow. Reminding your throat that you should only say positive things about yourself,
and your possibilities.
And the healing, powerful, cleansing light,
the healing continues moving down,
and light continues
all the way down.
Is cleared and activated. It gives off a golden glow.
It gives off
relaxing you even more.
Relaxing
your heart to the idea of giving to the
receiving love.
Of giving and receiving
heart
to the idea of loving yourself.
Which gives off a rainbow of colors.
And your spleen is a vital organ.
Your body's natural defenses.
As you activate that chakra,
feel your body rebuilding its natural immunity, and your spiritual immunity.
Which protects you. is through the spleen chakra,
and it is through the connected chakra
to your higher self,
to your higher self,
and connected to the universe,
and connected to the
fields. Protective energies
coming in now,
protective
from the center of your abdominal area,
from the center of your abdominal
area, filling your body
with confidence and relaxation,
with confidence and relaxation.
Reminding you
that
you have a higher self
which always protects
yourself,
and which also reminds you
that you are connected
to everyone,
that you and are connected
to the universe
and everything.
Bringing in positive,
healing,
protective energies
from your higher self
and the universe,
from your higher self
in and through the center
of your abdomen,
through the center
of your abdomen.
And the healing, cleansing, powerful light
in the healing
now settles
powerful light
at the base of your spine.
Settles.
At the base chakra,
at the root chakra.
It is called the root chakra
because
it is at the chakra
of these seven chakras.
Of your spine,
when activated,
of your spine
gives off a red
and orange glow.
Gives off a
so imagine this glow now.
So imagine this glow now.
Now imagine all the colors of all the chakras
swirling together.
Of all the chakras swirling together.
If you have any issues relating to any of the chakras,
issues relating to
taking on the chakras,
to focus on those issues,
to realizing
those issues,
that the way to solve those issues,
that the way to solve
those issues,
in your daily
come clear to you,
the answers
will come to you then.
Answers
will come to you now.
So for take a moment.
Focus on those issues,
if there are any.
Focus on those issues,
if there
and
are any.
And then dismiss them for now.
And then
realizing
the
answers will come.
Realizing
the answers will come.
But take a moment to do this now.
But take a
as
moment
I am
to do this now.
As I am silent.
Very good.
Continuing to relax.
Continuing
any
to relax.
Chakra-related issues
aside for now.
Chakra-related issues
aside.
Realizing
now.
The chakras are clear
and cleansed.
Realizing
the chakras are clean.
Issue
and cleansed.
The issue
will have answers,
which will present
will
themselves.
Have answers
in your daily
will
life.
Present themselves.
Chakras to flow freely.
Allow the chakras to flow freely.
Feel energy moving from one chakra
to the next,
moving
in a
downward motion,
in a
downward motion
from your head,
all the way down
to the base of your spine,
to the base of your spine.
The energy is flowing
from your head.
The energy is flowing
down through
each chakra,
down through
down
each
base of your spine,
down to the base of your spine.
Any residual energy close any residual energy, tips of your toes,
all the way down to the tips of your toes,
to the tips of your fingers,
and out
energizing
your entire
body, energizing your entire
and
body.
Now your entire body begins to feel
now your entire
like
body
energy
begins to feel
like energy.
It is very important when raising
it is
the kundalini
important
that your body is pure.
That your body is pure.
By this I mean that your intentions are good.
I mean that your intentions are good.
So I invite you now to check your intentions.
So I invite you now to check
your intentions
that they are of the purest nature.
Possible.
They are of the purest nature possible.
By activating the kundalini,
by
you put yourself in touch with immense
you put yourself
personal
in touch
power.
With immense personal
this
power.
Power can be used to reshape.
This power can be used to reshape.
Restructure.
Reorganize
your life
and reorganize your life.
It can be used to give up old habits.
It can be used
which
to
give up
longer
work for you.
Which no longer will
take a moment now as I am silent.
Take a moment now
to think of any old habits.
To think of any
you want to get rid of.
And I want to get rid of
how you might reshape,
restructure
your life.
And reorganize your
structure
life.
And reorganize your life.
Think about these things now as I am
think
silent.
Think about these things now as I am silent. It is never to be used for anything bad.
It is never to be used for anything bad.
Inside your mind,
you have
inside
a compass.
Your mind
for right
you have
and
a compass.
Wrong,
good and bad,
right and wrong,
good and bad.
Although there may not be a moral absolute for right,
there may not be a moral absolute
for right
or bad
or wrong.
You have your own
or bad
personal compass.
You have your own
personal.
Now, I invite you to check
that compass.
I invite you to check
that compass.
Your intentions
and make sure
your intentions are good.
So as I am silent,
take a few.
So as I am silent
and check
a few
compass.
Make sure
and check that compass
that your reasons
make
for
sure
raising the kundalini.
Reasons
for raising the
according to your own
value system,
according to your own value system.
Having checked
with yourself
to make
having
sure
checked
that your intentions
were
raising
kundalini,
your intentions
for raising kundalini,
and having let go of any bad intentions,
and having let go of any
I invite you now
to relax
even more deeply,
to relax
even
to
imagine that there is a serpent
coiled,
that there is
inside your body
coiled,
inside your body.
Just relax. nostrils.
The serpent is coiled inside your body at the base of your spine.
Inside your body at the base
this is your spine.
Kundalini energy.
This is your kundalini
and
energy.
You are now activating it.
And you are now activating
now,
it.
Now, anytime you activate the kundalini,
now, anytime you activate the kundalini,
at the end of your session,
return it to its resting state
and return it to its resting state.
That serpent,
imagine now, coiled
that serpent
at the base of your spine,
coiled
at the base of
that serpent is exactly the length
of your spine,
is exactly the length
of your spine.
The additional distance
to the
additional
top of your
distance
head.
To the top of your
in other words,
if stretched from end to end,
if stretched
that serpent
to end,
would reach from the base
of your spine,
would reach
all the way
to the top
of your
head,
all the way
to the top of your
head.
I want you to imagine that serpent uncoiling
to imagine that serpent
very slowly
coiling now.
Very slowly.
That's right.
Slowly.
That's right.
Slow.
Take a few moments now and imagine.
Take a few moments
that serpent
uncoiling,
straightening
out,
uncoiling,
slowly.
Straightening out,
slowly.
Serpent standing upright.
Now imagine
the serpent
so that the tip of its tail,
so that the tip
is at the base
tail.
Of your spine,
is at the base
and
of your
spine,
is at the top
and
of your
head,
is at the top of
feel
your
feel the energy flowing through your body.
Feel the energy flowing through your body now.
And I invite you to practice this technique.
And I invite you
when
to
not
practice
this technique.
Practice it during the daytime.
Practice it during the daytime.
Clearing and activating the chakras.
Clearing and activating the chakras.
And then raising the kundalini energy.
And then raising the kundalini
energy. At that time, you can meditate.
At that time,
use the kundalini energy.
Meditate
and
for something good
energy.
For something good.
You can plan something.
You can
bring power
into your life
to help
you can
another.
Bring power into your life
to help another.
Something good.
Something
it's your choice.
But it must
it's
be something good.
But it must be something good.
At the end of your meditation session,
at the end of your meditation session,
however long it may be,
return the serpent energy to its coiled
state. Serpent energy
coiled
at the base of your spine.
Coiled at the base of your spine.
So right now, with the kundalini fully released,
kundalini
and the energy surging through your body,
and the energy surging,
take a moment and think of something good
and think
you would like to manifest in your life.
Manifest in your life
and imagine it happening
and imagine
see it
happening
clearly
see it
happening
clearly
happening
good
now I want you to imagine yourself 6 months from now
imagine yourself
6 months from now having raised the kundalini on a regular
having
basis
raised the kundalini on a regular
and having
basis,
achieved some wonderful
having
good things in your life
wonderful
see yourself
in your life
6 months from now
see yourself
being able to raise the kundalini easily
being able to raise the
safely
easily
almost effortlessly
safely
almost
effortlessly
and having made some positive powerful changes in your life. See this now.
In your life.
See this now.
I'd like you to see yourself 1 year from now.
I'd like you to see yourself 1 year from now.
You are an expert at raising the Kundalini.
You are an expert at
You are able to raise your Kundalini at will.
You are able to raise
you
your
only use it for positive, productive purposes.
Positive,
which benefit you or others. Imagine yourself 1 year from now.
Being a master
and raising the Kundalini.
Master
and raising the Kundalini. And now, as I am silent,
and now
I would like you to take a few more moments.
I would like you
to just enjoy having the Kundalini activated. Just spend some time with yourself.
Just spend some
tapping
time
into what you really want.
Tapping into
from your life.
Really want.
And look at it from a very pure point of view.
Look at it from a very
realizing
point of view.
That the things you manifest in your life,
that the things
should serve
you manifest in
the
your
greater
life,
good of
should
all.
Serve
the greater good of all. Congratulations. You have activated, raised, and lowered the Kundalini.
Activated, raised, and lowered the Kundalini.
And remember, you will be able to raise and lower the Kundalini.
You will be in your daily life
when you meditate.
In your daily life.
Using that energy only for good.
Using that energy only for good.
Only raising the Kundalini. When you can clear all of the chakras,
when you can clear all of the
chakras, flood your body with protective light from above,
with
protective energy from your higher self
and
the universe,
from your higher self,
brought in through your spleen chakra,
brought in through your spleen chakra.
And remember, if there are any issues which arise for you,
if there are any issues
while you activate any of the chakras,
while you activate
and while you are raising the Kundalini, acknowledge those issues and put them aside temporarily.
And put them aside
as you raise and lower the Kundalini,
as you raise
but then
lower the Kundalini
in your daily life,
but then
you must deal with those issues.
You must deal
because
with those
the chakras
issues.
Should be cleared
because
on a regular basis,
should be cleared
as part of the
basis.
Regular. Spiritual maintenance,
regular spiritual maintenance
of your spiritual self. The best way to really clear and cleanse the chakras is to deal with those issues which are revealed to you in meditation
to you
and during this hypnosis session.
And during this hypnosis session,
enjoy your new powers. And use them wisely
powers,
and only
use them for good
and only activate
just that
activate
which wants to relax,
which wants to relax
your
relax
mind,
your
completely
realizing you have complete control,
realizing you have
your
control
kundalini.
So just relax
and realize that everything is going to be just fine.
Everything is going to be just fine.
Ever since you were a small child,
ever since
you are special
in a very good way,
or special in a very good
way, you are a good person.
You ultimately stand for what is right.
Ultimately stand.
Feel these feelings within you now.
Feel these feelings within you.
Just like you felt when you were a child.
Just like you felt when you were a child.
You realized that you would make a difference.
You
have all of the skill, all of the power,
all of the ability,
all of the power,
and all of the determination,
and all of
to do anything you want to do,
to do anything you want to do.
And you realize now that this is what confidence is all about.
This is what confidence.
Having a belief in yourself that is inside.
Belief in yourself that is inside.
So see yourself now as I am silent.
So see yourself now.
In a situation
in which you are surrounded by other people,
in which you are surrounded by other people.
There is no need to display how powerful you are, because you feel it.
It is internal.
You know how powerful and wonderful you are.
So imagine being among people
and
being
calmly confident
as I am silent.
That you are confident in every situation.
That you are confident.
I'd like you now to imagine yourself in a situation
in which you display your confidence
by standing up for yourself.
By standing up.
There are always times when we need to stand up for ourselves.
yourselves. Never hesitate to stand up for yourself when it is necessary and justified. So as I am silent, imagine yourself standing up for yourself. Good. And you realize because you are so confident, you always look out for yourself. You always protect yourself. You always make sure that you receive proper respect. Good. And as you continue to relax, every breath you take is soothing you. Focus now on your breathing. I wonder how much attention you have paid to the many different thoughts floating through your mind. Your mind is so active even while it relaxes. And then you can become aware of how difficult it is to remember what I was talking about exactly 7 minutes ago. And you can try to remember what I was saying 9 minutes ago, or what you were thinking 4 minutes ago. Doesn't it seem like too much work to try to remember all of that? It takes more effort than it's worth. So relax. Relax comfortably. And understand that you don't have to remember what I was saying when it's too much work to do. You can choose to remember to forget what I said, or to forget to remember what I said. The choice is yours. Should be listening to this recording at night, you will fall into a deep and very peaceful sleep. And while you're asleep and dreaming, understand that your subconscious mind will be processing every word I have said, and each time you hear these words, these suggestions become more and more powerful for you. Each and every time you listen to these suggestions become more and more a part of your being. Each and every time you listen to this recording, you become more and more the person of your choosing. A relaxed, comfortable, confident person. And that feels wonderful and when you awaken in the morning, you will be well rested, refreshed, revitalized, and ready for a new day. And that feels wonderful.